From Israel to Lebanon now, where violent clashes have killed at least 54 people in the past few days. The streets of Beirut were quiet today as a high-powered Arab League delegation arrived. The delegation's trying to resolve the tensions between the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia and the Lebanese government. As the Arab diplomats try to broker peace in Lebanon, they have to confront the growing tensions between two of the region's biggest rivals, Iran and Saudi Arabia. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Those Arab diplomats arriving in Lebanon today are contending with nothing less than a major fault line in the Middle East. It's the Sunni-Shia-Muslim divide that runs directly between the Sunni Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is dominated by Shia religious leaders. Iraq has become a violent flashpoint for Saudi and Iranian-backed forces, and now many in the region fear that Lebanon could be the next one. Saudi Arabia supports the Lebanese government. Iran backs Hezbollah, which controls southern Lebanon and parts of Beirut. The Saudi foreign minister recently accused Iran of instigating a coup in Lebanon through its support of the Hezbollah militia. Prince Saud al-Faisal said relations between Arab states and Iran were bound to be affected. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad responded by saying the Saudi foreign minister must have been speaking out of anger. Ahmadinejad said Iran is the only country in the region that doesn't interfere in Lebanon's internal affairs. This kind of heated rhetoric marks an escalation in Saudi-Iranian tensions, says Middle East expert Gregory Gause of the University of Vermont.
I don't think that they're on the verge of war or anything like that, but the Saudis have clearly placed a lot of value on Lebanon, and they see what Hezbollah's done in the last couple of days as an effort by Iran to extend its influence further into the Arab world, which is something that the Saudis have been very worried about for the past couple of years.
Gause says Lebanon represents a clear-cut example of Saudi and Iranian interests colliding. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah has become the dominant military force in Lebanon. Gause says the Saudis have long-standing business ties with some of Lebanon's most prominent politicians, but not much else.
The Saudis are basically leading Arab governments who would like to back the Lebanese government and get this Lebanese crisis solved with the election of a new president. They've got money, but they don't have an effective militia ally in Lebanon the way Hezbollah is an effective militia ally for Iran. And thus, their levers in Lebanese politics are limited.
Soon after Arab foreign ministers met in Beirut today, Lebanon's government signaled that it plans to rescind the two decisions that set off the current round of fighting with Hezbollah. First was the government ban on the militia group's telephone network. And second, the decision to fire the head of security at the Beirut airport, who was close to Hezbollah. The turnaround is yet another sign that, in Lebanon at least, Iran is coming out on top in its rivalry with Saudi Arabia.
The Saudis, at least as a force on the ground politically and militarily, have very little to play with. But that does not mean that they're completely done in Lebanon.
Vali Nasser is a professor of international relations at Tufts University. He's also the author of the book The Shia Revival. Some Middle East experts believe that Hezbollah and its backers in Iran might be overplaying their hand in Lebanon. But Nasser is not so sure.
We can say with certainty that Hezbollah has now generated resistance in many sectors in Lebanon towards its politics. It's created suspicion towards its intentions. It's created anger towards its behavior. But none of that yet is a break on its march to power. It's not going to change the calculus on the ground where Hezbollah and Iran stand.
During his visit to Israel today, President Bush weighed in on the regional competition between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Mr. Bush said what's happening in Lebanon amounts to an Iranian effort to destabilize a young democracy. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.